Mr. Barrow is now in neighbouring Senegal for his own safety, as there's the growing possibility that foreign troops may step in to resolve the crisis, all the while hundreds, if not thousands, of fearful Gambians are taking boats and cars out of the country. Let's speak to Peter Pinner. He is the researcher of political science at Michigan State University. Peter, how likely is it that regional troops will go to the Gambia?
Hello, and thank you for having me on the show. I think it's very likely that the ECOWAS will use some sort of force at this point. Mediation efforts appear to be exhausted, and Jammeh has tirelessly talked about this line of some sort of appeals process. But that appeals process is really out of the realm of the Constitution, both in terms of the time in which an appeal needs to be put into place, as well as the timeline for inaugurating a leader. So ECOWAS, according to their Protocol on Democracy and Good Governance, Article 1, has, quote, zero tolerance for power obtained or maintained through unconstitutional means, end quote. And so, and also Article 9 talks about the transition of power that needs to occur after elections. And ECOWAS has done this before. If we think back to 2010, 2011 in Côte d'Ivoire and Ivory Coast, military forces were used to oust Laurent Gbagbo in a similar situation in which the election commission had said Ouattara had won the election, but Gbagbo insisted that he had won the election. So this has been done before, and ECOWAS is really drawing on that experience of using force in a post-election dispute period.
So what should ECOWAS's next step be then? Should President Jammeh choose not to allow the inauguration on Thursday? You spoke about the fact that there is zero tolerance from ECOWAS for power obtained or maintained by unconstitutional means. They have a zero tolerance approach when it comes to this. What should they do?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's a very challenging environment right now because, as your listeners know, Barrow is currently out of the country. It sounds in Senegal. So he's there for safety reasons. And so the question is, where will he be inaugurated if he does? Under what context will that take place? And there are a variety of things that are being discussed, including, you know, returning him to Gambian soil on the inauguration day and having him inaugurated. But these are really complicated issues because they involve a potential confrontation with Jammeh's military. And at this point, it's unclear what the state of that military is. There have been reports that we've heard of some disciplinary action against certain troops or certain factions of the military, suggesting that the military isn't as homogenous and behind Jammeh as some of his top generals may be. And therefore, in the face of, for example, some sort of show of force from ECOWAS, those troops may melt away and sort of see the writing on the wall. But the time is of the essence now, because Jammeh, like other leaders in his position, tend to want to buy time in between the election. And that's to, you know, get Gambia off the international agenda, for us to sort of forget about what's going on there, to lengthen his time, to provide him some other opportunities to maneuver. And so that being the case, ECOWAS has to act very swiftly. And I know some people have criticized ECOWAS for acting swiftly or putting that military option on the table. But the reason why they're doing this and the reason why ECOWAS does this is to prevent this lengthening of an unconstitutional period of time in their region.
Okay.
And the effects that it may have on other countries.
Peter, one question, very brief answer if you could. What about the possibility of power sharing? If that was to be put on the table, will ECOWAS be open to that?
ECOWAS would probably not be into power sharing, because power sharing agreements are non-constitutional in their format. They're outside of the Constitution. And it also sets a very dangerous precedent for other West African countries that if you lose an election, that you can go towards power sharing. And so when we look at West Africa now, we notice that the heads of state, Akufo-Addo, Buhari, Sall, all of them spent time in the opposition. And so they understand what it's like to fight an election from the opposition perspective and to win and want to obtain the power that's due to them. And so I think they have very low tolerance for such an arrangement of power sharing.
Peter Pinner, political scientist at Michigan State University, thank you very much for joining us.